This is KUT. This week, a team of scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has been flying high over Texas gathering data. As KUT's Mos Buschel reports for State Impact Texas, it's part of a project to find out exactly how emissions from Texas' sprawling oil and gas fields pollute the air we breathe.
When he offered me a seat on the plane, Dr. Jost de Gauw gave me a warning.
You know, some people can get airsick, and it's hot, and it's noisy, and it's a 7 to 8 hour flight, so they're tough days.
De Gauw is a scientist with NOAA's Earth Systems Research Lab. He's leading the study.
Have you ever been airsick?
Only once in all my years, so I'm doing okay.
And he'd rather be talking about his research. That's measuring air pollution from America's biggest shale fields, the places where fracking created a boom in oil and gas extraction. The project tracks things like ozone and methane.
And the reason that's important is that methane is a very potent greenhouse gas.
One thing they want to know, what fraction of the stuff being extracted really just ends up in the atmosphere? That's called the leak rate. It changes from oil field to oil field.
And we'd like to know where that variability comes from.
More on that later. It's time to meet Miss Piggy.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hi.
That's the 4-engine turboprop airplane the team uses.
Miss Piggy is the name of this plane, the patron saint or whatever of the plane.
And this is what it sounds like before takeoff. Mark Sweeney is the aircraft commander. He's not worried about air sickness, unlike some scientists and at least one public radio reporter. NOAA pilots are used to choppier missions, like flying into hurricanes. Miss Piggy's got 89 under her belt.
So yeah, she's been around a while and has definitely seen some action.
Fun fact, NOAA also has a Kermit and a Gonzo plane.
The other ones don't so much have Muppets attached to them.
Miss Piggy's cabin's been stripped down and rebuilt as a flying lab. Ahead of the flight, scientists are doing work on the equipment that lines the walls. When they get in the air, a team on board and one on the ground will measure readings upwind and downwind of oil and gas activity. Jeff Peischel is one of those researchers. He monitors methane, ethane, and ammonia.
Basically, I'm sucking air in through that tube, and it goes into the instrument, and then back out the belly of the plane at the exhaust.
Part of his job is to figure out what methane comes from fossil fuel and what comes from other sources, like, say, cows. So I had to ask.
No, you can't smell methane, really, but you can smell the ammonia if you're downwind of a feedlot.
Methane with a lot of ethane, that's from the oil fields. Methane with ammonia, maybe cows.
Welcome to plane side. We've got
just before takeoff, Commander Sweeney runs through safety procedures and talks visibility. Today, the team's heading over the Eagleford Shale in South Texas.
All right, ready, break.
And that was my cue to leave. 7 hours in a hot, bumpy plane sounds great, but I joined the Earthbound research team. And away they go. Meanwhile, back here on the ground, we have members of the team staying in communication with them from the airport lobby.
We can say hi right now.
Karsten Warnicki stays in touch on a chat program on his laptop.
Type in greetings from the ground to the plane.
And what do they write back?
Thanks.
The scientists here say it's easier to track the data away from the heat and turbulence of the plane. Remember, they're interested in the big picture, the leak rate.
This is the amount of gas that was produced. This is the amount that was leaked. And then we're trying to get more information on the fields themselves and see how they are different from each other.
There are a lot of factors that make one field leak more than another, like exactly what is being pumped from the ground, the techniques and equipment used, and the strength and weakness of regulation in the state where it's all going on.
So we started our sampling pattern. When I look out the window, I see a very large number of well pads.
Oh, yeah. While I stayed comfortably on the ground, I asked Dr. de Gauw to record the work he was doing thousands of feet above.
So the concentrations of various trace gases released from the industry are now increasing from south to north.
Did anybody get sick?
No, nobody got sick on the flight. It was bumpy, but not as bad as it can get.
I met up with de Gauw the next day. He said the mission was a success. Over the next few months, he'll compare the Eagleford Shale data with data from other fields.
We have some preliminary numbers floating around in the group, but it's very early to say that on the radio.
The team has wrapped up in Texas, But their work is not done. Next stop, the Bakken Shale Fields of North Dakota. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Moes Bouchel, KUT News.